So you're going to sit with a nice straight spine. Your eyes are closed. And you're settling down, finding your breath. The breath is going to be slow and easy. And in this guided visualization, we're going to go and find a jumping off place to the higher dimensions, which is that bridge that brings us into altered times and space. So begin by finding yourself walking along a path. The path can be anything that you choose it to be. Right here, right now, let it present itself rather than you dictate. And so you're walking along a path, and you might just make a mental note whether it's an easy path, whether it's smooth and soft, or whether it's bumpy and rocky, whether it goes uphill or downhill or it's flat. Okay, and there's no judgment as to whether one is good or bad or indifferent. It's just where you are right here, right now. It's an interesting observation to feel where you are when you first set foot on your path. And so you're walking along, knowing that as you walk along, you're becoming more and more in tuned with the idea that you're going to follow your soulic path, or your path of your higher self, the path of the wise one, whatever you want to call it. And this path is going to lead you to a bridge. So you see in front of you a bridge beginning to materialize. And again, allow it to materialize rather than you dictate what you want it to be. As you see it, you feel drawn to it. And I invite you to take a step onto the bridge, whether it's a long bridge or a short bridge, or maybe it's just rocks across a stream, whatever you choose to be today. Begin your journey across the bridge, and as you do, find yourself becoming lighter, less encumbered, freer, possibly more joyous, definitely more curious as to what's going to happen on the other side. The other side, before you step off, will be the entrance into a new realm, a time in which almost there is no time. A space where there is no linearness. It's where you meet your true self, your higher self, that inner being, that wise one, is able to step off the bridge and walk forward. So allow yourself to step off the bridge, and as you do, notice how you transform into your true self, the wise self, the all-knowing self. And take a notice of who you've become, what archetype you've become, what entity you've become. Again, no judgments, just observations. And as you walk forward, you're going to walk towards a stone circle. And this stone circle is going to represent a very sacred place, known only to you, felt only by you. It's a sacred circle where your true self can be manifest. And so see yourself either walking towards this circle, or maybe you've already found it and walked into it. And if you haven't, allow yourself to enter now this circle. And as you do, feel your body become effervescent, light, filled with light, almost sparkly. You've transcended the mundane and entered a space of light, of peace, of joy. Feel yourself, know yourself in this space as one of truth. And as you feel the joy beginning to pulsate and radiate into you, the peace, the sense of calm, the sense of openness and connection to all that is, I want you to, holding that sense of completeness and wholeness, leave the circle and wander over to a tree. See this tree in front of you, knowing that this also is a sentient being, a conscious being. And with permission from this tree, place your hand on it. And allow this tree to feel and experience the light, the joy, the bliss that you created in your sacred circle. Maybe you have two hands on the tree, maybe you're hugging your tree, maybe you have your spine up against the tree. However it is that feels right for you today, connecting to the deepest heart of the tree and sharing your bliss, your love, your connection to this tree. And the tree begins to harmonize and radiate with that energy that you're pulsating to it. And soon that tree is the same shimmery, joyous, peaceful self that you had created in the circle. And as you feel connection to this tree, a heart connection to the heart of the tree, and understanding that this being of the tree is very similar to your own internal being. You are almost one. And as you watch the flow of understanding and connection, you notice that the tree's roots, going deep into the earth, are also radiating and vibrating to the same vibration you're holding for it. And as you notice these roots going out, you also notice that they may be touching other roots of other trees or plants. And as these roots touch other roots, so the other trees or plants in the forest begin to light up and entrain to your energy frequency this connection, this joy, this peace, this bliss that you're feeling. And you notice tree after tree around you is beginning to resonate, light up, and resemble your energy, your frequency, and it's spreading further and further. And there's a sense of awe and wonderment. How interconnected all the trees are, and how you are connected to that tree. And a deep sense of understanding comes into your very soul. Of knowing everything you are, all around you is as well. And by creating a reality of joy and peace, everything around you reflects that reality back to you. And there is such an amazing sense of expansion, of peace and joy, of love, of wholeness. You see it expanding even further out. The trees, the branches are touching all the birds. Maybe there are squirrels living in the trees, and they're also now becoming one. There might be foxes living in burrows under the trees that are now entranced with your energy and becoming whole and complete. And soon everything in this forest that surrounds this magical circle is one with you. And you might even notice that there's an underground stream that feeds and nourishes these plants and trees. And into the very essence of the water that runs underground, so runs your essence, which then runs into the very many lakes, streams, and finally oceans, so that you yourself again are connected out to the vastness of this earth. And the droplets of water through the sun's rays become steam and go up into the air, so that you're also part of the whole stratosphere. And of course, there's the connection to the sun. And you notice that you can expand out to the solar system. You can expand out to the galaxies. And all can resonate to this high frequency of you and your peace, of you and your love and joy. And so you can resonate even more deeply. Feel a connection to all that is. And even though you're expanded out into the galaxies, there's still a sense that you are here, home to your own self. It's that idea of macrocosms and microcosms. As expanded as you are externally in the macrocosm, so there's an entire internal world that looks very similar to the galaxies going on inside of you. So you can be very compact within yourself. As expanded out, you can be as contracted in and still be connected to all that is. And so taking that knowledge, I invite you to walk back into the sacred circle. And once again, just looking around, noticing everything sparkling in this beautiful vibration that you've created. Knowing that even leaving the stone circle and heading back towards the bridge, there will always be an imprint of your true self, of your true nature now, out in existence. There always was, but now you know, with a deeper understanding, just how connected you are on a conscious level. And so taking that conscious knowledge back towards the bridge, knowing that as you step on the bridge, even though you're leaving behind this time and place where there is no time and place, and coming back through the dimensions to the third dimension of the mundane, you're still bringing with you that whole connection. So step on the bridge, and as you start walking across the bridge, you feel yourself coming more into your body, the body that you bring around this earth with you, and it's very solid, and it's very real. As you walk across the bridge, you feel it becoming a little heavier, and there's nothing wrong with the heaviness. There just is a reality to the heaviness because we do live in a 3D world. So you come across. And you find yourself back on your path, but you might notice that your path is a little bit different now. Because even though it's the path of the mundane, it's just that little bit more sparkly, that little bit more connected, whole. And so allow yourselves to come back, feeling your body now more present in this upright position. You might want to test the reality of this world by wiggling your fingers, flexing your toes a little bit. You might want to allow subtle, almost imperceptible motion through your head. You might want a sense of a bit of flow in your body. You notice your breath, you notice your heart. And when you're ready, you drop your head down. Even though your eyes are closed, you know you're looking into your lap. And so you can slowly, slowly open your eyes, allowing the light to come in, and feeling yourself totally present, right here, right now.